Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Amen. I'm wondering if you've been wearied to the same degree that I have by the holiday police. I mean, first it was Christmas. Now we're supposed to call it the winter holiday, and we're supposed to be careful about having any connection to Christ and all of the elements of the Christian holiday. And you know how that works. Once they've gotten some traction on issues like that, they turn their sights towards other holidays. Maybe you can recall that just this last Columbus Day, the governor of Wisconsin decided we wouldn't call it Columbus Day anymore. It's now Indigenous Peoples Day. And you know, there are struggles certainly with Easter and other holidays. And if you've been paying attention, that's right, in the last couple weeks, news sources and social media have been filled with messages about Thanksgiving and all of the issues involved. Are you aware of the climate and environmental damage you're doing by having a Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow? It's real. And then on top of that, well, we don't know fully the whole story between what really happened between colonists and native peoples and all the issues that played out in a comfortable way. And then, well, there's the issues of politics in our nation today. And I actually heard a commentator in the last 2 days caution that maybe if your plans were still not super firm, it would be better if you just stayed home this year. Because the reality is you might be across the table from someone who seriously disagrees with you in regard to everything that's going on in the politics of our nation at the moment, and they feared that relationships might end, or worse, things might turn violent. I'm not concerned about that, where I'll be gathering for Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow, and I hope that's not a concern for you as well. The reality is, there are very wise reasons that at this time of the year, as we gather in the harvest, as we recognize how full and fulfilling and content our lives can be when we don't measure them by our material possessions, but by our living our lives in relationship to others, in relationship to God, we can turn to wisdom, such as the oldest wisdom in our worship folder this evening from almost 3,500 years ago, and hear a statement, clear and simple. And yes, I was thinking about the big meal tomorrow when I heard, "When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you." How hard is that? As a Christian, to take a look at your life and to consider where all the blessings of your life truly come from? It's not that big of a leap. Now, it's important to also recognize whose wisdom and encouragement this is. The words were certainly recorded by Moses, but if you take a little journey to the verses just before and just after, you come to the knowledge that it's actually the Creator God speaking through his prophet Moses. And he's giving advice to the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Hebrew nation, they've come out of slavery in Egypt after hundreds of years of oppression, and they're heading to the promised land that he's guiding them toward, about which he has made all kinds of promises. And so almost from the very beginning of this interaction between God and his people, he's telling them the moment will come when you will arrive there. And you will live in houses that you didn't build. You will harvest fields that you didn't plant. You'll make wine from vineyards that you've never tended. There are going to be all kinds of windfall blessings, and your lives will be good, and they will be contented, satisfied. You will eat and you will be satisfied. And in that moment, take a moment to stop and think about everything that's actually happened. I mean, at the end of the lesson, he predicts something. He says, the moment will come in that land that you didn't build and plant and tend, when you'll get full of yourself because of all these blessings, and you'll say, it's my brains, my thinking, my brawn, my work that's caused all this for me. But again, in that moment, hopefully, having heard this warning, having heard these words of encouragement, you will catch yourself and have that realization. I can't make it rain. I can't make the sun come out. I can't take the next breath if God isn't going to allow it. The reality of our lives is so dependent upon the myriad blessings of a God who loves us and teaches us simple, basic approach to life that says, when something really good happens, when you are happy, when fulfillment, satisfaction is your reality, take a step back. Take a moment to consider to the full degree, where has this come from? How is this mine? And you will thank the Lord. Now, for you and I as Christians, that takes a whole nother route too, doesn't it? Because we come to that realization over and over again as we gather for worship. We confess our sins. We are assured of our forgiveness. We confess our faith, and we express our hope to the world. And anyone gathered that we believe in a resurrection from the dead, an eternal life, a new heaven and a new earth that God has made available to us through his living and his dying and his rising, his paying for sin, that there's a whole new other dimension, not only to our existence right now in our realization of our blessings, but there will be a day, a moment of realization, of fulfillment of all of God's promises, where we will always be satisfied. And we will always, naturally, every single time, without even thought, know who to thank. And our praises to our God will rise for all eternity. But let's put it into the context of our immediate reality as well. Because God spoke these words initially to the Israelites as they were heading to a promised land that was described as flowing with milk and honey, a land in which they were able to sink their family roots deep as they parceled out by tribe and by clan and by family all of that land that God had promised them. And they treasured it. And while they were blessed there, they also rebelled against God. And you look at the way that land looks and sounds and works in this day and age, and you realize when you're not thankful and you're not keeping the perspective that God has encouraged, things can go away very quickly. So while we do have a moment in our national history where there are so many people unhappy with each other and about so many other things, let's take a step back and ask ourselves the obvious question. Well, even though things aren't perfect, would I rather really be anywhere else, in any other moment of history? Or is this life in this land, what just about every other person in history has aspired to, and what billions of people around this world currently covet because of its security, its opportunity. Everything from commerce to medicine to entertainment. The minds, the most brilliant minds of the history of this world, couldn't even begin to conceive the things that you and I know as reality. And maybe that's why so many people are unhappy. Because they don't have the real problems that thousands of years of human history have struggled under the weight of, that our culture is so blessed, so comfortable, that we easily just glide past the blessings instead of stopping for a moment and really thinking it through. Do you want to listen to the voices that challenge you and make you uncomfortable and uncertain? The chorus of concern, especially that human beings are devastating the world and its population like never before, in a way that cannot be solved unless we follow their priorities and their perspective, even though so much of that is built on uncertainties that no one can sort out for certain, scientifically, sociologically, or in many other ways. Or is it better to just take a step back and listen to timeless divine wisdom from the God who made this universe and determined the moment you would live in it, and determine every last blessing that you have enjoyed, and who urges you to have moments in your life when you have eaten and are satisfied, to praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Amen.